This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
what's in a title? It amazes me how far a title can take you. If I were introduced to a crowd as Mr. Silcox, I might get a tepid response, perhaps even some polite applause. But if I were presented as Dr. Silcox, well, the audience would perk up, give a listen instinctively. When I was growing up, you listened to your doctor no matter what. He was the ultimate authority. Even if he was predicting who would win the World Series, you took him seriously. Other name prefixes, titles, and honorifics garner varying levels of instant respect. Reverend Doctor always seemed particularly important. It combined both theological significance with academic achievement. The Right Reverend Doctor. Well, that just hit it out of the park, straight to the heavens. Paul McCartney became Sir Paul McCartney. And although it was nice of the Queen to bestow the title on him, well, perhaps she should have just let it be. I mean, he's one of the very few people in the world whose name prefix is THE, in all caps, as in THE Paul McCartney. Generals get to keep their titles after they retire. They go from military command to cable news instantaneously. In the 19th century, it was such an honor to be called Colonel that many a person just claimed the title. At one point, every town seemed to have someone who everyone referred to as Colonel So-and-so. Judges. I don't know if every judge gets a hefty pension, but they do get to keep the title. Think of Justice Anthony Kennedy or Judge Judy. They even get to throw in the honorable, even if they're not. Years ago, I learned how a title and an impressive list of credentials can sway a crowd. I was hired by numerous companies to pose as a funny expert on whatever fit the firm. It always began as a ruse. I'd create a character with a highfalutin title and awesome credentials. Meet Dr. Alfred Jingle, or Professor Hamilton Skimpole. Frankly, I got most of my names from Dickens stories. The CEO or manager would introduce me as a world-renowned expert with several advanced degrees from Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and in one case, the University of Cairo. I was always a doctor or professor with best-selling books which the audience never heard of. By the time I took the podium, well, the audience sat in awe, many frankly intimidated by my title, degrees, books, and overall brilliance. In one presentation, I was introduced as the world's leading expert on body language. I spent a half hour demonstrating the proper handshake and head nod to an audience of fawning sales reps. When things got too crazy, the chuckling began and rose to a crescendo of laughter. They soon realized that this oh-so-serious speaker was a comedian. I got high fives all around because I saved them from the usual boring, deadly serious speaker. My put-ons were all in good fun, and I never had one that went astray. But doing them did teach me how easily we accept titles and credentials without knowing what's behind them. I try to follow Missouri's motto, show me. Hey, Einstein had a PhD and 10 honorary doctorates, but do we remember him as Dr. Einstein? No, we just call him Einstein. He didn't need to wear his title on his sleeve to be considered a genius. He simply did the work.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. He's an award-winning TV host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take-five. This is WLVR.